1380 WCAP Merrimack Valley Radio, 10:35 a.m. on a Tuesday. It's the coffee break. I'm Wireless Mike, along with my buddy Jack Baldwin.
Good morning, everybody. Sultry Tuesday.
It's sultry.
I love it. Yeah, sultry is one of my favorite words. You don't get to use it enough.
That's a really nice way to say
sweaty.
Yeah,
sticky.
Sweaty. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm going with the sultry word. You know, I'm trying to
jazz it up a little
class
bit.
Class it up, buddy.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But this segment needs no classing up. This is the time every week when we are joined by George DeLuca from ComeToLowell.com, and he brings us another episode of The Lowell Connection, our economic development spotlight. Good morning, George. Welcome
morning,
back.
Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, and I should mention that every episode of The Lowell Connection, the economic development segment, is archived at George's website, ComeToLowell.com, and you can go back and listen to any of the episodes that we've done in the past, and we're way into the double digits now.
Yes, we've covered a lot of ground, and like you say, all of the episodes are up there, and I'd say in terms of listening time, they're about 20 minutes a piece. You can slide the bar back and forth if you want to just, you know, move ahead or move back or whatever, so it's not something that you have to kind of sit there and listen through,
yes.
But the subjects are all laid out, and anyone that's interested in everything that's going on in Lowell probably have an interest in doing that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, of course, it's very user-friendly. ComeToLowell.com, a great website. Bookmark it on your computer or on your mobile device, because you can do just about anything pertaining to the city of Lowell through visiting ComeToLowell.com. It's a really great resource. And, George, of course, we have been talking about downtown, but today we're going to kind of shift our focus onto Lowell's creative economy.
We are. As everyone knows, the Brush Gallery is an anchor to the creative economy here in Lowell. They've been here for 30 years now, and they've been an economic engine, if you will, for the downtown and for the artist community. I do want to remind people before we get deeper into this that we are having the planning, the visioning sessions for the master plan update, which start this week on the 14th, which I believe is Thursday.
That is Thursday.
Covering housing and public services. So anybody that's interested in what's going on in Lowell that wants to be a part of planning the future needs to come to these visioning sessions.
Absolutely. And I should also mention, if you want to get up to date on where any meetings, sessions, things like this are taking place, you can of course get that info by visiting ComeToLowell.com.
That's right from the homepage. So now we're here with actual representatives from the Brush Gallery, and specifically the artists that are running a program called the Elder Arts Initiative.
Absolutely. And this is a program that I became very familiar with working on a little video with you that you can take a look at ComeToLowell.com about the Elder Art Initiative, something that that's really filling a need that that couldn't be filled any other way, I don't think, for residents of nursing homes and assisted living centers and things like that. Our elders in this community, bringing art and bringing the activity of participating in art to the residents of these places.
That's right. People need to realize how important it is to have these types of programs available to senior citizens. I just watched a video last night, I Remember Better When I Paint, which is about treating Alzheimer's through the creative arts. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful film, and it makes such a difference in the senior citizens' lives.
Yeah, that's a brilliant documentary. Mm-hmm. I caught it when the Lowell Film Collaborative screened it over at the All Arts Gallery a couple months ago.
Yep.
And a great turnout for that screening, and what a wonderful film. And it's one of those things that you don't think about the power of art in people's lives. Artists are certainly aware of that, but, art, it informs, it enriches, and it livens up all of our lives. And sometimes we forget about our elders who are, living in these types of facilities. And it's a shame that, to think that art might go out of people's lives, especially the people who brought us to where we are. And
mm-hmm.
So let's bring in our guests right now. We have a couple of the artists involved in the Elder Art Initiative. We have Pamela Wamala, who was the originator, the founder of the Elder Art Initiative out of the Brush Gallery. Right, Pamela?
Hello. Yes, I am the founder. That's true.
And we also have Carol Bolio, another resident artist of the Brush Gallery, who is an avid participant in the Elder Art Initiative. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And I should also mention, she's not in front of a microphone right now, but we have Eileen Byrne, who is the executive director of the Brush Gallery and Artist Studios, in studio with us. But why don't we just jump right into the conversation, George?
Sure. Well, I guess we can start out by having maybe Pamela and Carol can tell us a little bit about the Elder Art Initiative. All these things that Mike just said are true in terms of helping senior citizens at, in that stage of their lives to have enriching experiences available to them, and you all do just that with your program. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
About 2.5 years ago, Eileen Byrne, our executive director at The Brush, took a phone call from the activities director at Northwood Nursing Home, and she was looking for an art program for her elders. So I came up with a proposal for her, and we met, and she loved the idea, and we started doing workshops there once a month, and we now do 8 workshops a month in 7 different nursing homes. So we've grown the program to that size in the last 2.5 years.
And you were saying you have 4 sessions this week alone.
4 sessions this week. I tried to plan the schedule so that I'm also a fine artist, so that I would also have time to paint and travel and do other things. So there are some busy weeks and some very quiet weeks.
Well, that's something I wanted to ask you, Pamela. Have you found since you guys started doing this Elder Art Initiative that the demand was incredibly great, and that the idea that this type of a service, of an activity, was available was something that that people in these facilities were really clamoring for?
They really are. And in fact, we have a waiting list. And because of the time it takes to prepare for the program, we do also do fundraising. So all the nursing homes either pay for the program or pay part of the program, and then we do fundraising to help support that. So as I said, we do have a waiting list for other nursing homes who'd like to be involved. So we're continually doing that fundraising to help support the program.
Absolutely. And we also have Carol Beaulieu, who's one of the artists who takes part in the Elder Art Initiative. Carol, how long have you been part of the program?
Oh, probably 2 years, something like that. When Pamela started doing it, I mean, you couldn't resist but join in, because she is so amazingly efficient and so up about it that she had us all excited to do it. And I think that we get as much pleasure out of it as the people that we work with. It's really a fun, awesome thing to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. One thing that I wanted to ask, because I of course talked to you both when we were getting ready to make the video that you can see at cometolowell.com about the Elder Art Initiative, and I was talking to you about what you do, but I was amazed when we went and shot the video in the Wingate facility at just how absolutely beautiful the creations that are produced at these sessions are.
They're wonderful, and these people have such amazing talent that they never even knew they had. And the wonderful thing about it is most of these people have no one to go out and, say, purchase cards and things like that to give to people, and they make their own, and it becomes a very personal thing for them to do, and it's great. And we do miss Nancy Wormwood, who also joins us in teaching, and she has been bringing in music from the days that these people love. So they're humming away and singing and doing their art, and tell me, it can't be better than that.
Yeah, Nancy Wormwood is the other artist that's part of the group. She couldn't be here today, so I definitely want to give her a shout and an acknowledgement that there are actually 3 artists that they go to they hold these artistic forums with senior citizens. They may be a group of a dozen or maybe more.
Sometimes 18 or 20.
Like Mike said, the video, when we produced the video, that was a very lively group that you had over there, and very creative people, and the results of what they did were, I'm sure that they were very, I mean, I saw a lot of joy over there.
They're always mm-hmm. proud of what they do, because mm-hmm. a lot of times people think they don't have any skill artistically.
Absolutely. 980 WCAP, it's the segment we like to call the Lowell Connection for Economic Development. George DeLucas in studio. We're talking about the Elder Art Initiative. We have Pamela Wamala and Carol Beaulieu in studio, along with Eileen Byrne, the executive director of the Brush Artist Gallery and Studios. We're going to take a real quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to be joined by Barbara Ouellette from the Wingate Nursing Home over on Rogers Street, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what it's like from the facility side.
You never know what you're missing if you're not listening. 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
Mm-hmm.
980 WCAP Merrimack Valley Radio, 1046 AM on a Tuesday. It's the coffee break. We're in the middle of the Lowell Connection for Economic Development segment we do every Tuesday at this time with George DeLuca from ComeToLowell.com. And George, we're focusing on Lowell's creative economy, and we've been talking about the Elder Art Initiative that takes place with the artists from the Brush Gallery downtown. And we've been talking about what they do, of course, bringing art and the activity and appreciation of art into nursing homes and facilities where our elders live. And and we have on the line right now Barbara Ouellette from the Wingate Nursing Home. Good morning, Barbara. Welcome to the air at 980 WCAP.
Hi, good morning.
I'm glad to have you here. We have George DeLuca here along with Pamela Wamala and Eileen Byrne from the Brush Artist Gallery and Studios. And of course, we've been talking about the Elder Art Initiative, and we were hoping you could give us a little bit of your perspective on what a program like this brings to a facility like the Wingate where you work.
Well, when Pamela called me, she mentioned about this program, and I found out it was something that was very structured and something that the residents could use. So we've been maybe 20 people we have now, but it's very, very rewarding. They have a sense of independence. They can create their own artwork. They interact with other residents, helping them create their piece of work. They can go at their own pace. Even if they can't do things with their hands, they can mentally design something, and our assistants help them put it together.
Right.
So, like I said, there's a sense of self-worth.
Now, how did you become aware of this this service that you could bring it into Wingate?
Well, Pamela called me.
Right.
And she was, calling various nursing homes, and she asked me if I was interested. I'm always interested in new programs for the residents, which is very important.
Right.
So we just started from that by her calling me. I made a date for her to come in and start the program off. And like I said, maybe like 10 people came, but now that she comes, it's like I said, very rewarding. We get like 20 people, and they look forward to her. The last Wednesday of the month, she comes, and they like making things for the holidays, and they send them off to their family members or friends, so they enjoy having their own cards.
Barbara, now you being there on a daily basis, do you notice a difference in terms of the impact of such a program has on the individual lives of the residents?
Well, they become alive. They have their independence. They're happier. They're socializing more. They're not in their rooms, being sad or something like that. But they're happy when they come out here. Pamela usually has music going on, music that they enjoy, and it's just a happy environment.
So in a way, would you say bringing art, these art type of activities into the nursing home in a way allows the residents to sort of exit the nursing home in their minds anyway?
Yes, yes. I know it's a form of stimulation. They're socializing, the conversation with people of how to create things. It's a very good activity.
Well, we're glad to hear it's going well over there at the Wingate, and we want to thank you for taking some time to join us this morning.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Barbara.
That was Barbara Ouellette from the Wingate Nursing Home around Rogers Street in Lowell, one of the facilities that employs the services of the Elder Art Initiative out of the Brush Artist Gallery and Studios. And in studio, we have the founder of that program, Pamela Wamala, and Eileen Byrne, the executive director of the Brush Artist Galleries and Studios. Good morning, Eileen. We finally get you over near a microphone.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And, I'm so excited about this this particular program, but I wanted to get your perspective as the executive director of The Brush. What does a program like this do for you, for your institution?
Well, part of our mission at The Brush is to use art to make a difference.
Right.
So, and this lets people know that we do it. So it's been good for The Brush, too, because it gets us publicity about the organization, which in turn helps with getting grants,
right,
things like that. People know about us, so it has helped us in that way, yes.
Now, do you have any other programs out of the Brush Gallery that engage the community in a way that this type of one does?
Yeah, we have our our scholarship program that we give to high school students. We choose, depending on how many funds we can raise, we'll give $500 scholarships to students who are residents of Lowell. They can go to any high school, but they have to be a resident of Lowell.
Right.
So we'll give a scholarship, an art scholarship, to an art school every year. So that's one of them. And other is our Building Community Through Culture exhibitions and education series. And what we do is highlight different cultures in the community. Like last year, we had one that centered on Japan. And we had a sword demonstration. We had weavers.
Tea ceremony.
We had a beautiful tea ceremony, a Japanese tea ceremony. So that's an example. We've done that with a number of different cultures. Another program we have is the Art of Nature series. And what that does is use art to focus attention on the environment or on ecology. So we'd had a series of exhibitions on, we just had one on birds.
Yeah, I caught wind of the bird one.
Yeah.
And that, it seemed, you know, because that's one thing I do. I walk around the city a lot, and I love to look at the, you know, the blue herons and all the different birds that you catch around the waterways. And so did you have a good turnout for that one?
Oh, it was huge. It was huge, and we had activities connected to, we had the Audubon Society come in with live birds. We had a birdhouse building workshop for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to center things around these exhibitions. But our mission is to use art to make a difference. I mean, we make art there, but we like to use art to make a difference.
The Audubon Society presentation was terrific. I came over for that, where there were two women there, and they had owls.
Yes.
Live owls?
Live owls. Huge owls.
Huge owl. I forget what the species was, but it was a huge owl that would like stand on her arm and just turn its head like almost all the way around, looking at all the people.
Right.
It was really interesting. Eileen, you and I were talking a little earlier about the impact, the economic development impact of the creative economy in Lowell. If you can kind of give us your thoughts specifically to the Brush Gallery.
Well, I have a perfect example. Our latest exhibition, 13 Points of View, that's by our own resident artists, our 13 resident artists. We've done so far, and the exhibition is up, so come on down and see it, but we've done nearly $7,000 in sales. So when you think about that, that's income for our artists. That's also taxes for Massachusetts. So that's a lot of sales tax for Massachusetts. So we're not just socially and environmentally conscious. We're a little economic engine, too, for the city of Lowell. And another thing is, when people come to visit these exhibitions, and a lot of them are very popular, they'll always ask, where can I eat? So they'll go to restaurants, they'll purchase things at local shops. So it has a good effect on the economy, art.
Yeah. I think that's one thing that can be lost on people a lot, is that when they think of artists, they think of somebody, you know, off getting inspired and creating these things, and they think it sort of exists in a little
vacuum.
Bubble. But it absolutely doesn't. Yeah. And when you mentioned the $7,000 in sales and of course, you know, sales tax and things like that, you really, as the executive director of the Brush, you have to look at all aspects of the art from what you hope your artists can achieve artistically, but also to make it a viable business model, really, to continue the mission that you guys have set up.
Absolutely. We need to, these 13 artists, they're all individual businesses. So part of my job is to keep them happy and keep them renting space at the Brush and keep them making money, bringing people into the Brush so that they can make a living.
Let me ask you, as you mentioned, you have 13 artists who are associated, you know, with the Brush Studios, and of course, 13 Points of View is the show that's ongoing right now. when you take on a new artist, do you work with them to sort of, you know, do you get people who are already sort of savvy to the sort of business side of being a working artist, or do you sort of have programs and or activities to help develop that among
let,
your
Let me
your
jump artists. In for a minute on that question, Mike, because I want to make sure people know that there's very, very little turnover at the Brush Gallery. They have people that have been there for years and years, and I'll let Eileen carry on with that.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of turnover over there, so I mean that tells me people are happy, makes me happy. But when we do, we jury artists in, and we have to make sure their artwork is quality, because it affects all the other artists when you want to make sure that they have high quality artwork. Then the artists themselves interview prospective artists, because they have to work very closely with them. We all support each other a lot and work with each other a lot. So they have to make sure, I have to make sure they can pay their bills. And then the artists have to make sure that they can work with this artist. So yeah, it's a very cooperative enterprise.
How would you, if I could get you to comment on the creation of more gallery space and live workspace in the city of Lowell? Some people who maybe are not involved with art think, oh, well, there are so many galleries in Lowell and there's already so many artist lofts. Why do we need to be worrying about trying to create more space like this?
Well, I think it's a great idea. I think artists are very good citizens, and it's good for a community. They may not have a lot of money, but they take care of their environment. They make it beautiful, and that in turn helps the city. I mean, you have people who are invested in living here and making it a beautiful place to come. They also have their own mailing list. They want to bring artists or bring prospective buyers into the city to buy their art. So you have all these artists, hundreds and hundreds of them, almost like little ambassadors with their own mailing list and their own marketing. So that has an aggregate effect of helping the economy of Lowell.
Right.
Now, artists live the life of sustainability every day.
Yes.
And that's a major theme here now in Lowell as we're embarking into these visioning sessions. And, the city was smart enough to know several years ago that to carry on with this resurgence in Lowell and the revitalization, that we needed to build an art community, and it started with the Air Lofts, and you guys were already here.
Well, we were actually, I should mention that we were pretty instrumental in getting the zoning changed for Lowell so that there could be artist live work. So we had, we went to every single focus meeting, our artists from the Brush, and also to the city council meetings when the votes were being taken, just so they knew how important this was.
Absolutely. It is very important, and unfortunately, we're running out of time. I could talk about this all day. Eileen, before we let you go, if people want to get a hold of you or check out what's going on at the Brush, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is go to our website, because it has everything, www.thebrush.org.
Absolutely easy as that. Of course, also visit cometolowell.com, George DeLuca's website. You'll be able to hear this segment along with all the other segments of the Lowell Connection archived there. George, we're out of time again, but we will continue on with the creative economy discussion, right?
That's a great conversation, Mike. And yes, we'll be having several segments focused on the creative economy, and this was actually a great one to kick it off with.
Absolutely. I want to thank Barbara Ouellette from the Wingate, Pamela Wamala, and Carol Bolio, two artists involved with the Elder Art Initiative, and Eileen Byrne from the Brush Gallery and Studios. We're out of time. We got ABC News coming our way, followed by local news, and then Jack Baldwin's Midday Cafe. You're listening to 980 WCAP, where everybody gets it.
980 WCAP, Lowell, Haverhill, Lawrence, Methuen, Nashua, and Salem, New Hampshire, serving the Merrimack Valley.